Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy and director of recruiting Kedrick Prince. After the Illini had an incredible come from behind victory, 79-70 over UCLA. This was one for the ages, Brad. You were there and it looked like an Illini game in Champaign. What were your thoughts just about the crowd and the atmosphere?
Just amazing. I mean, I don't know what else to say about the crowd. I mean, it was like a home game for Illinois, despite the fact you're closer to Baylor and UCLA. there were more Virginia fans than Baylor or UCLA, to be honest. So, but Illinois made up, you know, probably I would say 60% of the arena, maybe more, maybe 70. Wow. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. There were a lot of orange. They did a great job. And you know, it's funny talking to the guys after the two guys that came to the press conference were Terrence Shannon and Matthew Meyer. And both guys said TA told us that they traveled, but you know, we didn't really know, said now we know. You know, so now we know. So yeah, even those guys are learning as we go.
Ked, when you were sitting at home, was that that a clear advantage for the Illini when, you know, from your view?
That's an understatement. I even tweeted this out, guys. During the Baylor game earlier, and you could literally hear in the Virginia game, you could hear them chant I-L-L-I-N-I. And it was as loud as and clear as day. And I remember, I don't know what press conference it was, but I remember athletic director Josh Whitman told us that Illinois bought more tickets when they came out and the tickets were available. He talked about Illinois having the most tickets sold, and then what they originally did was had them. They were other schools that use them, like Brad mentioned. They opened them back up to Illinois fans. So Illinois fans, after they were allowed so many, they opened them back up to other fans so they could get in. And you could definitely tell the difference. That was amazing. And if you guys get on Twitter, you know, hopefully you're professional about it, all those players were thanking the fans. Coben Hawkins, I don't know if he did it in a matter of seconds. That was impressive, guys. That was, and all the national media guys, they're all talking about the fans as well as the game.
Well, that's certainly a great thing for Illinois sports. Now, Brad, you were there, and I think it was kind of the tale of two halves. So maybe you can set up people for what some of the challenges Illinois faced in the first half and then the coaching adjustments that were made to deal with it.
So the way Illinois plays defense with their switching defense, basically every player in the starting five except Dane Danger, they'll use a down ball screen coverage with Danger, which is basically means he's going to stay down and they're going to play over the top on that penetration. So that's how they were guarding, you know, whether it was Tiger Campbell or Jaime Jacquez, whatever, whichever guy it was. But anyway, so that's how they play with Dane. With the other guys, they switch everything. So what UCLA started doing was they'd get Jaden Epps, who was guarding Campbell, and then they would get him in the paint guarding Jaime. And he just, you know, physically, he just can't guard him. I mean, it's not his fault. He's given away like 6 inches and he's a, you know, you got a guy who's 22 years old or 23 years old against a guy who's, you know, 18. So it's a tough ask for him. So what Illinois did in the second half was they, you know, Campbell likes to initiate the offense. Rarely does he just, you know, except in transition, he'll attack. But usually he comes down and gets the offense going. Ball may come back to him. But so they put a bigger guy on so that when they did run that ball screen switch, now it was RJ Melendez to start the second half guarding Jaime, and so that's a much easier matchup for him. I mean, he's the same size. And then it became a situation where Sky Clark later on in the game when they start switching, and Sky's so physically strong, he can do that because he can hold his position. He gets tough in the paint. Even, you know, Sincere Harris with his athleticism was able to do some things that the other guy, you know, Jaden Nash can't do. And so I thought it was a great coaching move there. I thought they kind of adjusted the way they were defending, you know, even with the switching, they were able to take away some of the slips, some of the ghost screens. They defended those better. Communication, that's how they gave up the three at the end of the first half. And it's really, Illinois' defense was only bad, I would say, for 4 minutes of the game. It just happened to be the end of the first half of those 10-0 run, and it went from a one-point lead to a, it was a, a 9-point deficit. And, you know, then they, you know, and the offense was, their, you know, probably as big an issue as the defense with the turnovers.
Ked, what did you think in terms of the way the defensive pressure ratcheted up for Illinois in the second half?
Well, I was surprised because I know the first three games, and this is no disrespect to those three opponents in the exhibition game, I was really concerned to see how it would hold up against better competition. And Underwood was right. I mean, like, you know, a lot of people give him, you know, beef about, you know, some of his cliches and, you know, giving players credit when they're struggling. But, guys, he was right. I mean, he knows they're good, and he talked about giving other teams credit, but he also talked about people have to defend them. And, you know, tonight in his postgame radio interview, you know, they asked him about Virginia, and he's like, they have, you know, they're a good team, but they have to be able to be prepared for us because of our defense. Their defense, and, oh, my goodness, gosh, Sincere Harris, I mean, again, I talk about the national guys. I forget which one it was, but one guy said that every coach in the country should use what Sincere Harris did. He didn't get it in the first half and immediately came in and changed the game, and it's a big reason why Illinois won. That is huge. I mean, there's – I know a lot of nations are happy today, and I know and they deserve this because I remember in 1997 when they went to UCLA when Kevin Turner was there, and I think he scored like 35. Illinois loses games like this, and they lost that game. They typically lose games where they get down. There's always a bad call or a missed shot or bad free throws. This is different. I mean, you can see, and I went into it with the mindset after tonight, especially after seeing this, they can play with anybody in the country. I've seen everybody play because I started watching games for the last 10 days. They're as good as anybody else. And think about this. They haven't peaked yet. You know, there's guys out there that we all know that's capable of scoring and getting more PT that didn't get that tonight. But I'm impressed. I was really, really impressed. And they kept it up. And I know Coleman Hawkins and Terrence Shannon, I know they're going to be gassed because they logged a lot of minutes tonight, well over 30 for both of them.
Yeah, and I know that it was interesting to see how it took Sky Clark, you know, and a little bit of time to kind of get adjusted to the pace, et cetera. But second half, he played really well. Turnovers reduced a lot. So what were your three takeaways, Brad, that really jumped out at you as you were watching the game and seeing how it evolved?
Well, I think doing this on a national stage, and especially if he does it against Sunday and the game against Terrence Shannon's in the National Player of the Year conversation right now, that was the best performance of the season by any player. If he, you know, it was funny, Underwood joked with him in the press conference. You see in the video I put on YouTube, it's on Illini Guys as well. You will see that Underwood was joking with him, hey, a great game, but you were, you know, you missed free throws. And so he showed him the free throw shooting, and he's like, and Terrence just went, yeah, sorry. You know, so there wasn't much you could say, but it was funny. But anyway, I thought that that's the first one. I think the second one I had was, you know, the Illinois, the Sincere Harris factor in the second half, and Ked's mentioned this as well. You know, he changed the game with his energy, with his defense on Tiger Campbell, his pressure full court to take them out of what they want to do offensively. And they couldn't get down at late shot clock instead all the time, you know, instead of being right under there. So right up, you know, having 25 seconds, they're down to 17 or 18 seconds to run their offense, which is much more difficult. And then the other one was, you know, the depth of Illinois. I mean, they only played 9 guys. Some of them played 9 or 7 minutes, but they got so much out of those guys. They got more depth than UCLA, and then more guys that can do things. And so that's why they were successful there. And then, you know, my fourth one, my bonus was the rumors of Matthew Myers' disappearance have been greatly exaggerated because he was back. You know, I had told people that it was going to be a big game, and eventually he would show up in a big game. You know, and he even mentioned it, you know, we're winning by 40. Why do you care how many points they score against Monmouth? You know, it doesn't matter. You know, just go out and play and get ready for the big games, because this is a guy who's been in big games, and this is a big game. And that's when he's won a national championship. He's the only guy on the bench who has.
Yeah, and there was certainly a key that when there were big moments in the game, you know, he came through in those big moments. And of course, when you look at what he did out there on the court, you know, it just was a guy that you needed a play. Even the save that he that he got the errant pass and flipped it back to Hawkins for, you know, the and one opportunity, you know, just had his head on very well tonight. Ted, what were the kind of the takeaways that you noticed?
You know, I got to call a spade a spade. I had a lot of messages, and, you know, you and I were talking during the game. A lot of people were very, very critical of Coleman Hawkins. And taking a step back and looking at it, he was really effective. I mean, he was. I know he has 7 or 8 assists. He made some great passes. Dane Danger got a lot of his buckets from him. Coleman is 6'10", and he was guarding guards out there and rebounding and making passes and running the offense. I think he's a guy that if you look at his stat line, you're going to think, okay, oh, yeah, well, whatever. But I think he was solid tonight. And I think it was kind of a coming out party for Sky Clark. I mean, you know, he didn't shoot it particularly well, but you know what? I mean, he had some key shots in that move he had. Oh, my gosh, you know, that was amazing. But I was really, really impressed with him. And I want to go back to Matthew Meyer, because I think once he gets going, and I mean, and like Brad mentioned, you know, he's kind of back and he's confident, the sky's going to be the limit, because then you're going to have to pick your poison. And Illinois made a statement tonight, guys. I mean, we obviously want them to win Sunday, but on the big stage, they made a statement. What they have, I think from a coaching standpoint, I know coaches always support each other and how good they are, but I think people really are going to look at Brad Underwood and say, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. You had the biggest giant Willie Mammoth of all time playing basketball for you for 3 years, and then you lose him, and then you may become better. You know, that's adjusting to coaching. So a job well done.
Yeah, and it was really nice to see, you know, this team play well on the national stage. Brad, the one question I did want to ask you that maybe you can answer for some of the fans out there, but what did you think was the key to eliminating the turnovers in the second half, or minimizing the turnovers in the second half?
Well, I think the biggest thing was they actually played slower on offense. They weren't playing with their hair on fire. Even some of the turnovers earlier where they get, and you could see that even a little bit with the rebounding. I mean, some of the times they were getting up rebounds because they were fighting each other. They're all flying in there, knocking it out of their own hands. I think that was the biggest thing there. I think that those are things that they have to do. They're going to have to do a better job of against as they go on Sunday, for example, against Virginia. They're going to have to do a better job staying under control, staying composed in those situations. And once they did that, they were fine.
Yep. Perfect. Well, now, Brad, thanks for your help there. I know you're getting chased out of the arena there. It's typical Brad Sturdy, always the last guy still reporting and trying to get things done. Is there any other things you wanted to add, Brad, before we have to have security pummeling you?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, I think the biggest thing is that Illinois is now back to where they belong. They're in the top. They're going to be in the top 10 if they win Sunday, maybe top 5 even. And I think they have a chance to win that game. I think Virginia is very good, but I think Illinois really matches up well with them, with the way Virginia is, because Illinois also has the length that Baylor didn't have to contest those shots that Virginia was getting more shots with. So I would say this is going to be a fun game. It's going to be a great chess match. They're going to, you know, Illinois scouted them. They've been working on some things in there. And I think they're going to be ready.
Perfect. Well, of course, the Illini guys will be there to cover it. Brad's going to be out there. He's taking one for the team and spending the whole weekend in Las Vegas. So he will be out there. We'll get his report right after the game. You'll have his takeaways, et cetera, on the website. So definitely this is a time, if you're going to get your subscription, you better hurry up so you don't miss anything. Thanks for that, Brad. And we will go, Ked. What did you have any things that you kind of – that we haven't talked about that you thought we should relay to the fans?
Well, number one, Brad, don't lose your keys. so make sure you can get home. Okay.
Inside story. And, it's not going to help. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to take my media hat off because you asked a question about the fans. I'm happy. I'm proud. I just cannot believe what I saw. And when you get on Twitter, you got to go look at the video footage. Like I mentioned, you know, I'm just really happy for them, and I'm happy for the university. And I saw Josh Whitman there, and, you know, him cheering, and, you know, the fans just really, really taking advantage of the opportunity out west and to being out there. So it was a great win. I would like to see them win it all because they put themselves in a position. And I will close with this statement: there's no way in the world if they win Sunday, this will be a top five basketball team in the country. They're going to leapfrog a ton of people, and then they will instantly become the favorite to win the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's a lot rides on Sunday, and of course, this is still a team that only has five returning players. Two of those players are Brandon Lieb and Connor Servin, so they didn't play much last year. The third returning player is Luke Goody, who we anxiously are awaiting his return. So this team has a lot to learn. I would tell Illini fans not to freak out too much if they lose a game here or there. They're not supermen. They have to learn and adjust and get coaching and improve their skills. But I do think that what Brad Underwood has done, and this is really big, because even in the Self era and even in the Henson era, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever really put together a streak. He's 11-5 in the last 16 games against AP top 10 opponents. That's an impressive stat, and that is one that tells people across the country this team is somebody to be dealt with. And I think the only missing piece is a tournament run. So that was exciting for you know, Illinois fans to see what he's doing against the best competition. And then the final one, this was what I thought was a really interesting stat. But over the last 25 years, two players have had 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 threes in a top 25 matchup. That was Terrence Shannon tonight and Trey Young versus TCU in 2018. That's some pretty rare air, and we want to thank ESPN Stats and Info for that one. But holy cow, that we saw a game tonight that really has only been seen once in the last 25 years. So pretty special. So with that, folks, we are going to let you go. We're going to get this podcast out there so that if you're driving home late or you're out in Las Vegas, you can have us in your ears as you're playing the, you know, the slots or over at the roulette table. We know that our podcasts are interesting and people want to hear those. So we will have those. We'll have this out for you. And of course, tomorrow morning, you can listen to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular and then listen to this podcast to prepare for the Michigan game. And we also have the Eye on the Illini, where we talked to a reporter from the Detroit News about the Michigan Wolverines so that you can get a little bit of a flavor for what the Wolverines bring to the table against the Illini tomorrow. And with that, I think I'm going to say goodbye and thank you so much for listening. And thanks to Kedrick Prince, the director of recruiting, and Brad Sturdy for coming on the podcast. We will be back tomorrow afternoon after the Michigan game. And then we'll be back Saturday afternoon after the football game, or excuse me, the basketball game between Illinois and Virginia, which, folks, it's the first time these two teams have ever played. Go Illini. Now, please remember that the IlliniGuys.com is the website that fuels Eye on the Illini. It fuels Ked's recruiting roundup. It fuels Sturdy for 30, our three podcasts that go out there and help you get prepared for Illini sports. IlliniGuys.com is $99 a year. and you will get the best Illini coverage, and you get all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So, you know, if you were a member, you could have been in our game room, and Brad could have been talking to you about what he thought Coach Underwood might be doing at halftime and what adjustments need to be made. Those are the type of things that you see from somebody who's coached as many years as Brad has. He can kind of give you a good rundown on that. The game room is an exclusive for IlliniGuys.com subscribers. It's active every football and basketball game. Members just jump in there and they watch the game together and they commiserate or high five each other from an internet standpoint. And it's a lot of fun. We also have our message boards or our forums where we can talk about a variety of subjects. And it's all the fans who are on our site, plus the staff. So if somebody brings up something in a story that you don't understand or you have a question, you know, you can put it on the message board and you can actually have interaction with Brad Sturdy, Kedrick Prince, Matt Stevens. And it kind of takes the whole experience up a level. So it's not just your reading like you would if you were a member of other websites. You just read the stuff and then move on to the next thing. You can actually be interactive and it's a two-way street. We also have the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. That's on Fridays or Saturdays. Go to IlliniGuys.com, click on the radio button and see what city is closest to you, what station airs us, and what time and day they have it. It'll either be on Fridays or Saturdays. So please listen to that. And then at noon on Saturday, we release the podcast out on all of the different podcast companies, the distribution, so you can get it pretty much anywhere. And you can download it and listen to it there if you missed it. Go Illini!